And open them up with me, if you would, please, to Luke chapter 17. The book of Luke. Anybody need a Bible today? Raise your hand. We'll get one to you. Anybody need a Bible? Everyone has one? We have some really great New Testaments given to us by Awake America. The only people that have those New Testaments is all the staff members in the Congress of senators and congressmen and women. Their staff have them, and you can have them. And they're the best New Testament. I don't mean the words of the New Testament are different, but the beginning, about 40 pages before the New Testament starts, is just full of all kinds of stuff and just really a good New Testament as the New Testaments go. How's everyone doing today? Great. Amen. Praise the Lord. Will you? Let's just praise God. Let's just thank Jesus. Amen. Let's worship Him and Him alone. We're not Baptists and we're not, you know, this and that. We're Christians. We're children of the Most High God. We believe in the Baptist doctrine, and maybe you don't know what that is. And it's the only doctrine in the Bible, really. It's just what the Bible teaches. But in all reality, I just want to say, well, let's just thank God. Let's thank the Lord for everything. Let's praise the Lord for everything. Let's thank Him, worship Him, and praise Him. Amen? That is what it's all about. And I hope and pray when you leave today, you'll have a little something that you didn't have before. That you'll be different when you leave as you before you were when you came in. You have something else. You know, Jesus did pray, give us this day our daily bread. When you get fed from heaven, when you get fed some meat from God, it sticks with you. Amen? And I hope it will as well today. Are you all there in Luke chapter 17? Look, starting in verse 11, we're going to read a little story. Luke 17, 11, it says, "And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers." Not leopards, right, Tamron? Lepers. I preached a message about the lepers, and the whole time I was saying leopards, like the cat. And she laughed at me the whole time, even though I was saying it. So it's about the lepers, not the leopards. Amen. Anyway, it says, "And they which stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." You think they meant it? Yes. They're lepers. Anyone not know what leprosy is? Yes. Leprosy is a disease of your body that literally rots your body away. Your ears fall off, your nose falls off, rots it away, turns black and falls off. It's disgusting. And it's very contagious, highly contagious. And what it means in the Bible, leprosy, it means sin. Because that's what sin is. It's very contagious. You know that, don't you? Sin is very contagious. You get around, I don't care how good, Diana, maybe this is meant for you, I don't know. I don't know how good or kind you think you are, or whatever. You get around to mix with other people and you end up doing what they do. It's just contagious. But here, pick it up again. It says, "And when they lifted up their voices and they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, Go show yourselves unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answering, said, Were there not 10 cleansed?" This is the title of the message. But where are the 9? Jesus said, but. I can't help but think, Jesus, seeing this one man at his feet worshiping, giving God the glory for it. Because that's why Jesus came, you know, to give God all the glory. Amen. Jesus came to this earth, not that he would get the glory, but that God would get the glory. And here this young man, this person, is falling at his feet, and he's saying, "Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Give God all the glory." And Jesus said, "Weren't there 10? Were there not 10 that were cleansed?" And then he said these words. He said, but where's the 9? Where's the 9? And I like how Jesus put "but." Just like an innocent child would say, "But, Daddy, where's mine?" He said, "But, where's the 9?" And that's what we'll finish reading, and then we'll get into the message. And it says in verse 18, "There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, Arise, go thy way, thy faith has made me whole." Verse 17 again, and Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed? That means, weren't they all cleansed? Weren't they all healed? Didn't they all receive the blessings of God? Didn't God have mercy on all of them? Didn't God give unto every single one of them the same things? And yet, he said, we're not all? He said, but then, where's the nine? There's not, and I want you to look at that, because he says, there are not found. They're not found that return and give God the glory. And I think about this every day, about giving glory to God in my own life. But the message isn't about me and isn't about my life. It is about the question Jesus asked. He said, but where are the nine? That was his question. Where are the nine? I really believe Jesus wanted to know. And when Jesus asked the question, especially as sincere as he did, but where's the nine? Where's the others? But where are they? Didn't they all get cleansed? Didn't God bestow his blessings upon all of them? Didn't they all? And the truth of the matter is, I thought about this for a while. And so where are the nine? Jesus asked. I'll tell you where they are. They've gone their merry way. They went away very happy and merry. They went back to their homes. They went back to their families. They went back to their friends. They went back to their normal lives of what they were not able to do. Now they're able to do. And they're home, and they're having fun, and they're on vacation, some of them. Others are, you know, at parties. Others are out working, getting a job, making money. Others are out there visiting. Others are out there just relaxing. Some are taking it easy by the palm tree. You know, some are down the shore at the Sea of Galilee, because he was in Galilee. They're down to see if they, wow, it's a beach day. Amen. You know, where are the nine? Jesus said, where are the others that were cleansed? He says, where are the ones that were in trouble? Where are the people that cried out to Jesus? Where are the ones that were hurting? The ones that were in pain? The ones that were sad? The ones that had problems? The ones that were, and they really honestly and earnestly, from afar off, of course, cried, God, Jesus, help me, all over the world. And let's just focus it to America. America has been given so much by God, more than any country, I believe, in the world that the world has ever known. There's never been a country more blessed than America, never. And the truth of the matter is where are the nine? Where are the rest of them? Every single person here in this room today has received the grace and the blessings of God in their lives. And not just you. My neighbors have. My friends have. My relatives have. People that are in the prison have. They cried out to Jesus, help me. And Jesus hears their prayer. There's so many people all over the world right now crying out when they're in despair, crying out when they need help, crying out when they're in pain, crying out when they're suffering, Jesus, Master! And from afar off, and Jesus gives them what they ask for. How many people have ever prayed? And I'm talking about not recently, but in the past, have ever prayed and you got what you asked for? Amen. I'm not even talking about being saved. I'm just talking about, you know, you need something. You're praying, you're hurting, you're sick. Maybe you got a test result. Maybe somebody has a disease. I don't know about you, but when I look back in my life, I literally see five events in my life that I should have been dead. Five events in my life that I shouldn't have made it. And God was merciful to me. And he saved me. He saved me from those events. I remember one was drowning. What a horrible way to go. Another one was a fire. A couple of car accidents where people were killed. I mean, killed. So many things in my life, but yet God was merciful to me. And Jesus says the same thing all the time. He says, but where are the nine? He says, they're not found to give glory to God. And I think in my own life, all the times that God never let me down, all the times that God did something for me, and I wasn't even saved. But I was afar off, and I was crying, Jesus, help me. And God heard my cry. And he had mercy on me, and he saved me. How many times have we ever had a sickness? How many times do we even know how many times God has saved us from something we don't even know about? Amen? Those, how about those times that you were late? I read a little story. I think everyone's read it, but I think it's going around Facebook. But it says a person was praying, talking to God, and said, why God, why'd you give me this day? Man, my car was flat. I woke up late. This happened. My boss. And God says, well, because I woke you up late, because if you would have left the house on time, there was a major car accident on the corner. I didn't want you to get involved in that. And the reason I had your tire flat, because there was something that was going to happen, and I didn't want you to get hurt. And the reason this, and the reason that, and the reason this, and we're crying and going, oh, God, why are you doing this? And God's like saying, because I love you. And I know what's going to happen in your future, and I care. And God just bestows his grace upon us and his love for us and his kindness for us every day. And know what he says? He says, where are they? Where are they that come back and give me the glory? Where are they that give the glory to God? As you go off into California, as you go off down the shore, don't forget to give God the glory. Do you realize whether you're a Christian or not a Christian, God still shines upon the just and the unjust. God still gives rain and sunshine and blessings to the people that are wicked and not wicked. God is kind and merciful to all people. I think of America, like I said, America has been blessed beyond measure. We got houses with air conditioning. Someone say, amen, thank you, Jesus, for air conditioning. I know you don't say that this morning, Tamron, you were cold. You should have had your coat on. I didn't know you had one. She was like, I got goosebumps. I said, that's because of me being around. No, it wasn't. It was because the air conditioner was right on her. Look at that, right over her head. Thank God for air conditioning. Thank God for refrigerators. Anybody got a refrigerator at home? Anybody got any food in it? A couple cheesesteaks for you. See, ain't God good?
Amen. Give me the plastic.
Go to Dunkin' Donuts, get some coffee. Ain't God good? Ain't God good? Give us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank him, love and praise him. A little more today, whole lot more tomorrow. Amen is right. And the truth of the matter is we've been blessed. Even on your worst day, you've been blessed. You've been blessed with a country that keeps us safe. You've been blessed with the greatest military. People will never, well, since now, people were afraid of America's military, America's power. You could sleep safe as a bug in a rug at night, knowing that people aren't going to come and bomb us because America's so powerful. You knew that God forbid, you were out of work. You knew that there was a job available in America. Right, Jason? Did you get it? Did you get the job yet? Second interview. See, he's got more than one. He's got so many jobs. That's like in America. You don't just get one, you get many. My point is this, is that Jesus bestows his grace and his blessings. So where are they? Where are the nine? Where are the diseased? Where are the sick? Where are the ones that should have died in accidents and who cried out, Jesus, help me? And they were heard. And the Lord saved them from their troubles. Where are they? Where are the nine? Where are they that all the people who have come to church looking for God in church and finding him or hearing his voice? How many countless people have been in church, in the buildings, the past buildings we've been in this building, and I see so many empty seats, but it was packed 2 weeks ago. You know, I couldn't even get a seat, and now I'm like, where are the nine? I do know where some of them are, but I don't know where all of them are. But, you know, people come into church and looking for grace, looking for forgiveness, looking for salvation. And they come to an old-fashioned Bible-preaching church, and they hear the gospel. Now Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Amen. Lift your voice. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. And he's still saving today. And I don't care who you are out there. You came today and you call upon Jesus to save your soul. He'll hear your prayer. Amen. And he'll save you. And he'll give you everlasting life. You'll never die. Better than that. You'll be forgiven and washed and cared for and loved and kindness and mercy and goodness and faith and peace will be upon you. Amen. How many people have received that from Jesus? Where are the nine? We're the nine to come back to give God the glory. I'm talking to the nine. I'm talking to the one. See, he says, here's one, but where's the nine? Well, I'll tell you right now, on a Sunday morning, the Lord's day, not our day, it's God's day, you came to this place to give God the glory. I appreciate that. You know what? He appreciates that. He looks down, he must see all over America, all over this great land, empty seats and empty pews in churches all over the country. And he must be saying, we're not all blessed. We're not all given grace. We're not all taken care of. Didn't I heal almost all people? I'm not talking even salvation, just blessings. America should be a land of giving God the glory. Amen. We used to be. Back in the old days, all the songs, you know. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light. From above, ba 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 ba, through the mountains. Yeah, when I was a kid, man, see, you want to keep singing it. It gets you going. Because back then, we had to wear patriotism. Why? Because God bless America. God bless America. Our president would pray. Our senators would pray. We would salute the flag. We put our hands over the hearts. Because we knew what we had. And the churches were filled. Whether they were born again or not, they were filled. Whether they were born again Christians or not, they were giving God the glory because they knew, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Praise God. I'm blessed. You know what? Ring the bell for Jesus Christ. I'm blessed. Give God the glory. Where are the nine? Where are the nine? That's what Jesus asks. And I'll tell you where they are. That's the problem. They're living their lives. They're doing their thing on God's day. Wednesday night, Sunday night. Sunday morning, you don't see giving God the glory. Amen. You know what you say? You see giving me the glory. I worked hard all week. I'm taking my paycheck, baby. I'm going down the shore. I'm going to casino. I'm going fishing. Got more people fishing than they do worshiping God. My point is this, is that Jesus really cared and he wanted to know, but weren't they all cleansed? But where's the nine? I want to tell you a little something that they are not only enjoying their marriage, their lives, but they're having marriages. They're marrying and giving in marriage. They're eating. They're drinking. They're having fun. They're enjoying the blessings of God still today. Right now, that where are the nine? I'll tell you, they're out there. You might say, they're having fun. I'm not having fun. I'm in church. They're all down the shore having fun. Really? That's more important than giving God the glory? So you're going to have to make a decision. What's more important to you, you or God? I mean, let's just get serious about it, you know, because in all reality, we got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and even Saturday to take it easy. I know you got work, but you can come home, you can put the TV on, you can go in the refrigerator, you can put the air on, you can take a dip in the pool, amen? You can go and get a Dairy Queen ice cream, hallelujah. Amen. Just for Dairy Queen, I would come to church. Every Sunday, I'd show up, yes, God, thank you, for Dairy Queen, for one of the many blessings. But in all reality, Jesus Christ cleansed my soul. I cried out for him. Did you cry out for him, Craig? Did you call upon him? Jesus, just like those lepers. Jesus, Master, have mercy on me. And Jesus, how many people in this room applied the blood of Jesus to their soul? And they know for sure that they're saved. They're washed in the blood of Jesus. All your sins are gone. And when you die, you have a home in heaven. How many people can say that?
Amen.
Well, we ought to be giving God more glory than anyone else. We ought to be giving God the glory. Where is the nine? Jesus said, but where are the nine? I'll tell you where they're at. They're all, like I said, they're out having fun. You might think it's fun. They're playing, they're planning, they're working, they're vacationing. But they are not, I'll tell you what they're not doing. They're not giving God the glory. God doesn't ask much, but what he asks, I think he deserves. He doesn't ask much, but what he asks, I think he deserves. Amen? And he deserved it especially from us. If you think about it, how many people would rather sleep than give God the glory on a Sunday morning? I mean, just so many people, it's too early to get up. Service is at 11. Yeah, but it's my day off. Service is at 11. Yeah, but what are you going to sleep to, 2? You bum, get out of bed.
I could see if we were at 7 in the morning or 8, and he'd say, well, I got to get up. I'm like, yeah, I know. But 11? Some of you, mostly guys, you can get up at 10:30, make it. You know, I'm on. I got to get up at 6 because I don't get this beautiful by accident. Thank you very much. Amen. In Luke chapter 17, look in with me in verse 18, Jesus said this. He said, there are not found that returned to give glory to God. They're not found. That's a shame. It's so sad. They're not found. Why? Because they're certainly not in church on Sunday morning, Wednesday night. They're not giving God the glory. But you know what? God still loves them, doesn't he? God's still good to them, isn't he? God's so kind and merciful, isn't he? God's so good. Even when I was running away from him, when I'd play football on Sunday mornings instead of going to church back in before I was saved, every Sunday morning we played football because I was on leagues and teams. And God protected me. God saved me. God helped me. He was always there. You know, how many times did you say a prayer well before you got born again? How many times did you say a prayer? Come on. Amen. How many times did God come through? Amen. I know. Isn't it crazy that he would do that for us? Even when we're living away from him? He's so good. He's so kind. And he says, but where is those? Where are they at? Where are they at to give God the glory? How many in this room could say, I want to give God the glory? Amen. How many people say God deserves the glory? Amen. Amen. Well, I just want you to think about it. Jesus is looking. All the world has been blessed by God's Son. Amen. You know, Americans, like I said, beyond measure, more important than anyone else, but the whole entire world has been given more through Judeo-Christian values than in the history of mankind. Science and medicine and freedoms and liberties. You know, that all human advancements have been propagated through Christianity. You know that, don't you? You probably don't. You look back in old times, who were the scientists? Who were the doctors? They were all godly Christian men. And you realize the advancements on human beings, all because of the Judeo-Christian values, all because of Jesus Christ. Amen. And people all over the world should be giving God the glory, shouldn't they? Absolutely. How much more those that have received his atoning blood? How much more those that... Think about that Jesus came down to this earth and he walked on water and he raised the dead and he did all the great miracles that he did. He fed thousands and thousands followed him. And he knew where he led them? Right to the cross. So that he can say, Father, this is why I came. I must be beaten and spit upon. I must suffer many things at the hands of sinners. I must be persecuted and nailed to a cross. He did all that just to save you. Please don't think of it as us. He did that to save you, Alex. He did that to save you, Miss Burt. He did that to save you, Jim. He did that to save you, Ken. All that for me. Think about that. That's how serious God loves you and cares for you. He did that all for you. And then he rose again from the dead to show... It's finished, man. I did all the work. It's all done. You just ask me. I give it to you. I give you all my faith, all my righteousness, all my goodness. I'll give you my word. I'll give you my spirit. I'll give you one another to love. I'll give you a church. I'll give it all to you. I'll give you a country. I'll give you a nation. I'll give it all. And one day I'm coming back for you. And I'm going to, that where I am, you may be. He keeps giving. He keeps giving. Amen. And then he says, and he looks around and says, didn't I give my blessings and my blood to all? But where are the nine? There's only one to come back and give glory to God. You know, that means 1 out of 10. 1 out of 10 actually give God the glory. I'm just happy to say that I see 1 out of 10 all over this room. 1 out of 10 came back to give God the glory today. Amen? When you think about it, no one or nothing has ever blessed this world in every single way than the teachings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Nothing on earth has helped each and every family on earth more than the teachings of Jesus Christ. Isn't that great? I know where they're not. I think I know where they are, but I definitely know where they're not. They're not here in church today. They're not here in churches all over the country. They're not giving God the glory. They're not worshiping him. They're not thanking him and praising him. God bless you. You know, they all got the outward cleansing, right? They all got blessed. Amen? Just like we all do. But only one got the inward blessing, inward cleansing. Only one. That's it, Alex. Get to the altar and pray. Only one out of the 10. They all got cleansed, right? They all got healed. But only one, Jesus said, go your way. Your faith has made you whole. Only one got the true eternal life. See, it's one thing to get out of a jam. It's one thing to get out of prison. It's one thing to get out of a traffic ticket. It's one thing whenever you're praying, oh, God, help me, get me out of this. And then God gets you out of it. And then Sunday morning comes along, chairs are empty. God, I'm sick, I got a test coming up, and I'm scared. God, may the test go well. And the test goes well. And then Sunday morning. See, God doesn't even ask. I'm not even saying every day, even though we should. One day a week, all churches should be packed. Shouldn't they? Amen. They should be packed. Amen. Just giving God the glory for making you alive. Giving you health, giving you air to breathe. We ought to give God the glory. How much more those of us that know that he gave his life and gave his blood for us. You know, Romans chapter 1 and verse 21, it says this. Please listen. You can turn there if you like. But Romans 1:21, it says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. You know what a fool is? A fool is not to know a good thing when you got one. That's why marriages break up. Because you didn't realize what you had till it was too late. You weren't kind and loving and taking care of that spouse. You weren't there for that spouse and telling that spouse you love them. And you weren't taking care of them and doing everything you can for them. Because you're there, they're my husband, it's my wife, I can do whatever I want. And then when they're gone, you're like, what happened? I don't understand. What happened to my relationship? What happened to my marriages? Same thing was going to happen to our health. You see, we take for granted the blessings of God in our lives. And one thing I don't want you to do, and God doesn't want you to do, is ever take his son's sacrifice for granted. You want to take the blessings of America and the blessings of God upon your life and take them as, you know, not that big of a deal. Okay, go ahead. But when you start talking about God's son and Jesus, what he did for you and the blood that he shed for you and the pain that he went through just for you, and then you think it's not a big deal and you don't give God the glory for that and you don't give God the thanks for that and you don't worship God for that, I wouldn't want to be you when the day of judgment comes, because the Bible tells us very plainly, it's 1 out of 10. Turn with me back. Are you there still in Luke 17? Look with me if you would, please. After he says, there are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise and go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole. And in verse 20, it says, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God cometh not with observation. Neither shall they say, lo, here, or lo, there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. It's either in you or it's not. It's either in you or it's not. And I also mean that when it comes to being grateful, being thankful, being, you know, wanting to truly thank God for all he's done. It's either in you or it's not. God can bestow his grace and his love and his blessings upon people all over the world. It's either in him or not to give thanks back. And I meet people like that all the time. You, no matter what you do for them, it's just not in them. It's just not in them to really be humbled and thank you. And you know, if somebody does something so good for you, you ought to be so grateful and thankful for them. But I'm talking God, the giver of life himself. Here, keep reading. In verse 21, it says, neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. And he said unto the disciples, the day will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall see it not. to so many people that are, that, you know, they come, or they're out there wherever they are, and God blesses them and keeps them safe and gives them health and takes care of them, and they can have their vacations and their homes, and they can sleep late and then go with their friends, and they can go play with their dogs, and they can do whatever they want to do instead of being here to give glory to God. But there's going to come a day. There's going to come a day where they're going to want Jesus. And he says, you won't be able to find him then. That's scary. Keep reading. It says in verse 23, and they shall say to you, see here, or see there, go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteth out of the one part under heaven, and shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. But first must he suffer many things, and be rejected of this generation. Be rejected of this generation. Be rejected. Be rejected. Be rejected. Where are the nine? They're rejecting God. That's what they're doing. Even though they're rejecting God, God blesses them, gives them jobs and money, and enables them to do whatever they want to do. But this one, he said, one came back. Where are the nine? It says they reject. Keep reading. It says in verse 26, and as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They did eat, and they drank, they married wives, they were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. That's where they are. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. Remember Lot's wife. You know what Lot's wife did? For those of you who know, that she turned back. What does that mean? That means God was in the middle, the very process of saving her life from destruction, and she wanted to go back. Instead of thanking God and worshiping, thank you, he sent angels right to her house. He sent angels to her house and said, come, let's go. And they said, oh, but I got it. No, let's go. They said, oh, but let's go. And the angels drug them out of the city. I was wondering why you were resisting. See, they were resisting too. But the angels drug them out. I mean, by force, they were getting saved. You know what I mean? I mean, they were getting saved one way or the other. And that's why Jesus said, you better remember Lot's wife. She wanted to go back. She didn't want to give the glory to God and praise and thank you, angel, for saving me. He said, whatever you do, don't look back. Thank you. Really? I'm going to go back. My point is this, is that so many people want to go back. You know, they might give God the glory one Sunday, one Wednesday night. You know what I mean? But then they want to go back. Keep reading, we'll finish. It says in verse 33, whosoever shall seek to save his life shall lose it, and whosoever shall lose his life shall preserve it. I tell you, in that night, there shall be two men in one bed. One shall be taken and the other be left. Two women shall be grinding together. The one shall be taken and the other left. Two men shall be in the field. The one shall be taken and the other left. And they answered and said unto him, where, Lord? And he said unto them, wheresoever the body is, thither will the eagles be gathered together. He's talking about Armageddon. He's talking about where the destruction is. My point to all this is Jesus said, God has given you so much. Give him the glory. Give God the glory. Give God worship. Give him thanks. Show that you're real. Show that you care. Don't be, you're either the one or you're the one of the nine. It's either in you or it's not. You can be cold-hearted. You can be blessed by God every day of your life and have it make millions. It doesn't matter. But what's going to happen is you're one of the nine. And you just read, Jesus said, yeah, well, the one, he's going to be taken. The other, he's going to be left behind. And we know that's happened. I don't know about you, but many things make me worship God. Many things make me praise him and love him, thank him for wonderful blessings in my life. So many things I have to thank him for. Come on. So many things. So many things I have to worship him for. Come on. So many things. So many things. But just the fact knowing that he's looking. Okay, I blessed you. Where are you? He's literally looking for me, Nancy. If I miss church, he's probably saying, where are you? If I miss a service, where are you? See, I'm not saying this to make anyone feel bad. Let the word of God do that. But the truth of the matter is, it's true. You're either one or the other. Because where are the nine? I think you might know. Tamron, would you please come on up? As Tamron comes up, I want everyone to think about this. How much glory do you give God? How much thanks do you actually give him? How much worship do you actually give him? If someone here in this room does not know for sure that they have eternal life and that their sins are forgiven, let me tell you right now, just as God gave you air to breathe, just as God gave you clothes to wear, God will give you salvation if you ask. If you truly trust in Jesus Christ and him alone, he will save you. He will cleanse you. He will give you life. What you do with that is up to you. As Tamron starts to play, would you please stand to your feet? And every head bowed and every eye closed. You see people moving. What that means is they're coming to worship. As that one came to God and bowed at his feet and said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Don't we have something to thank God for? Let's move out of our seats. Let's come to this old-fashioned altar. You don't make a room, make a row. Let's bow. Let's worship God with a true heart. Let's give him the glory. What glory does he get from you not moving? What glory does he get from you not praising? What glory does he get from you not saying thank you and being loud about it and let people know? What glory does God really get from you each day, each week, each Lord's Day? All over the room, the place is packed. People are worshiping. True worshipers. Worshiping their God, their Father. Jesus. 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 Call upon him now. Say his name, Jesus. He's kind and he's merciful. He's loving and he died on the cross for you and he's waiting for you to come. Call upon his name. Say, Jesus, save me. Save me, Jesus. Save me from this sin in this wretched world. Save me, Jesus. I trust you. I believe in you. I put my faith in you, Jesus, now. I call upon you, Jesus. Save me. And he will save you. He will give you life eternal. And his blood will cleanse you from all sin and wash it away. And his spirit will come into you and give you life. Life and love and liberty and faith and joy. Jesus. Jesus, thank you. We worship you today, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God our Father, for sending Jesus. We thank you for saving our souls and giving us the gift of everlasting eternal life. Jesus, help us to glorify you in all things. Help us to be the one and not the nine. Jesus. Jesus. Sweetest name I know. Call upon him, worship him, and thank him. He's worthy of all your prayers, all your praise, all your worship. Just take a minute to worship him. The bow at his feet. You're holding his feet now. Let your tears fall upon his feet. Let you tell him you love him. And you're sorry. And you thank him for his mercy and his grace in your life. Jesus. Jesus. Father God in heaven, we thank you, Father, for your son, Jesus, who you sent to this earth to take upon him the sin of all mankind. And he took my sin, and he took my sin away. And he nailed it to the cross, and he took it to hell where it belongs. And he left it there. My sin is gone. My sin is gone. My sin is gone. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My sin is gone. Thank you, Jesus. Can we thank him? Can we lift our hands in worship and praise and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for taking my sin away. Thank you for life eternal, for forgiveness and mercy and grace. I'll worship you, Lord. I'll thank you, Lord. I'll be the loudest one to give you the glory and the praise and the honor. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen. Thank you for coming today on Jim's birthday, amen. Thank you for giving God the glory on this, the Lord's day. You came.